Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series from My Cost Segregation. This episode covers the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009, a statute signed by the U.S. government in February 2009. Let me explain why this law matters for cost segregation. The Economic Stimulus Act of 2008 had revived 50% bonus depreciation for property placed in service during 2008, but that window was short. The bonus was set to expire after property placed in service before January 1, 2009. Without action, taxpayers who place property in service later in 2009 will lose the bonus. The American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009 fixed that. Section 1201 extended the 50% bonus through December 31, 2009. This let buildings and equipment placed in service during all of 2009 qualify for the bonus. A cost segregation study done that year could reclassify parts of a building, like land improvements, electrical systems, or plumbing, from the default 39-year structural class to faster recovery periods. Those reclassified components got the 50% first-year depreciation under the same rules as 2008. The law did not add new categories of property. It kept the same framework. Qualified property still needed a MACRS recovery period of 20 years or less. It still had to be original use property. The bonus rate stayed at 50%, but the deadline moved. Property placed in service in 2009 now counted. This is a key link in the bonus depreciation timeline. For a building placed in service during 2009, a cost segregation study could unlock 50% of the reclassified component's value in year one. The study would break out 5-year, 7-year, and 15-year assets from the building's total cost. Those components, not the building shell, got the bonus. What did this law not do? It did not cover property placed in service in 2010. That year needed its own extension. Also, 50% was not the full first-year deduction. Half of the reclassified component's basis still followed the regular MACRS schedule. The full 100% bonus did not arrive until the 2010 law. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how your property's assets were classified under this and other authorities, review the legal section of your report.